Florida.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 9:10 a.m. Detroit's Voice of Detroit. I'm Karen Dumas. You're listening to The Pulse. It's what I hope is a wonderful Wednesday for you. I want to remind everybody that I am not going to be here tomorrow. You'll be in the good and capable hands of Nolan Finley from the Detroit News. Make sure you show him some love. And on Friday, Kenan Smith from WXYZ TV 7 will hold down Fall Through Friday, so you got to make sure you check it in and give him some love as well. We'll make sure we keep you in good and capable hands, but don't turn the station, don't turn the dial. We're going to make sure we continue to keep you informed. We talked earlier, maybe a couple months ago, about the Women of Color STEM Conference that's taking place October. I'm going to make this 2017 so bad. October 13th through the 15th at the Detroit Marriott. We had Carrie Buffington on to tell us about it. Well, today we're talking with two ladies who are being honored at this conference. Joy Harris, she's Vice President of Gas Operations for DTE, and Tobias Ward, she's Director of Information Protection and Security. So I got some heavy hitters in the studio. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. So first of all, I mean, both of you, let me start with Tobias so Joy can catch her breath. She's been running. That's okay. Tobias, I want to talk a little bit about being a woman holding a position as such as yours, Director of Information Protection and Security for DTE. I mean, if I saw you in the grocery store, I think like, oh, she's just, you know, this nice little lady, not all this power behind her. Tell me what you do for DTE.
So what I do for DTE, so when you think about the cybersecurity world, my responsibility is to make sure that I am protecting our corporate digital assets from threats that are associated with the cyber world. So when you think about the different breaches that have occurred across the across various different industries, my responsibility is to work really diligently to prevent those types of activities from occurring at our corporation. So I'm protecting our network, I'm protecting our systems, I'm protecting our data. So anything related to digital or cyber assets is under my purview to make sure I'm putting the right lines of protections around it.
So, Tobias, give me a little insight into your background, which put you on the path to where you are today.
Sure. So a little bit about my background. So born and raised in the city of Detroit. I was educated in Detroit public schools. I attended Cass Technical High School. So go technicians.
Don't tell Alex Kimbrell. Now he's going to start tweeting it's a Cass Tech moment. But go ahead.
I worked on my undergraduate degree at Wayne State University. And during this time, I was a co-op. I started off as a co-op at DTE Energy. At the time, we were Detroit Edison. And got lots of opportunities to, I'll say, work in various different groups and aspects of the company. And in 1995, I got an opportunity to work in our information technology and services group. And from there, I really realized how much I really enjoy working in the technology field. And so I've held various positions throughout my career so far, because I've got a lot more stuff that I want to do. So I've gone from being a help desk technician all the way to the position that I have now. And being on the security side of the world is totally different. The domain is different. I've done application development. I've done project management. I've done a lot around technology. And now I get to look at it from a different lens and protect the company assets. So the journey has been fun, and I'm looking forward to a
continue growth.
More,
all right.
Yeah,
well, I don't doubt that at all. Joy, you doing okay now?
I am.
All right.
I'm
so
good.
I want to talk with Joy Harris. She's Vice President of Gas Operations for DTE. Certainly, again, you and Tobias are heavy hitters, you know, representing an area that people don't think that women of color not only infiltrate but control. Tell me what you do as Vice President of Gas Operations.
Yeah, for gas operations, I'm responsible for our transmission and storage systems. Essentially, all of the piping systems that traverse the entire state. So we have 23 service centers across the state, all the way up to the UP. We have over 1,600 employees that work each and every day to deliver safe and reliable natural gas to our customers. And so my job is to make sure that they're safe, make sure that our customers are safe, and make sure that we're delivering on that promise.
Now, what does that mean when you say to make sure they're safe? What type of precautions do you have to take? Because, you know, gas is kind of like one of those other natural things like water and wind. They're nice until they're misused or they're in a different capacity. They can be very dangerous.
Yeah. You know what? Our product is life-giving and it can be unforgiving at times. So we have to make sure that our crews are following all of our safety procedures, that we are monitoring the performance of our system, and that we have the controls in place to detect if, in fact, there is an anomaly that we need to respond to. And then we're contacted by our customers. They smell gas. They contact our phone center, and we dispatch our technicians to actually triage and determine the root cause and resolve it.
All right. And, of course, I'd like to know a little bit about your background as well.
Sure. My background, I'm actually an industrial engineer, graduate of Wayne State University. By way of Howard University, I spent a couple of years at Howard University before I came back home. And my MBA is actually from Wayne State as well. My relationship with DTE Gas, formerly Michicon, actually started when I was in the 10th grade.
Wow.
Yeah. In the 10th grade, I shadowed a group of engineers at DTE Gas, some of whom still work at the company today.
Do they remember that? And wait a minute, and are they reporting to you now?
No, actually. And that was just such an impactful and wonderful experience that was life-altering, because it was that exchange that inspired me to be an engineer.
And see, I always talk about exposure. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, young people or, you know, children, young adults, they don't know what they can be until they know what their options are. So what is it like for you ladies to not only hold the positions that you have, but, you know, you're breakthrough leaders in STEM, and this is just something that started to come up. You know, we've got everybody's talking about STEM, but we want to encourage other women, young ladies, to pursue these opportunities. But what is that like for you carrying this type of responsibility?
It's a huge responsibility. I think what you hit the nail on the head, and I had a similar conversation with someone yesterday, is about exposing young girls, not even women, mm-hmm. young girls.
Like you? Like
yes.
when you were traveling around
yeah.
shadowing somebody?
Yeah,
okay.
Young girls to the STEM field very early, very early. And then providing them that foundation in mathematics and science, getting them to be curious. The problem we have today is many of our young girls aren't interested, much less prepared. And so what we have to do is make sure that we pique that curiosity early, show them the careers that are available to them, explain to them what that means, and apply it to their everyday life. Apply it to their everyday life. I told a story yesterday about, I think it was a six-year-old that is actually a part of DAPSUP, and mm-hmm. many of you are familiar with DAPSUP.
Yeah, Jason Lee, the president.
Yeah,
he's at Focus
Hope.
We have him on all the time.
And this six-year-old solved her everyday problem, which was she would always lose her lipstick. Her lip gloss, she would mm-hmm. lose it all the time. And so she decided to invent a device that would house her lipstick so that she would never lose it again. She called it Never Lost Lip Gloss.
That makes sense, Never Lost.
And it was like a wristband that housed this lip gloss, and she had it all bedazzled, and I was just floored. Just the basis of engineering, solving everyday problems.
So, Tobias, I mean, what do you say to young ladies or, you know, girls in terms of, you know, like to take out the intimidation factor of STEM professions, careers?
One of the things that I say to young girls or young professionals as well is to really just think about how you use technology today. Technology is all around you, whether you're using your cell phone, any
or
type of device,
gloss.
Or your lip gloss. Right. You've got technology around you, so you're using it already. Now think about how the intricate workings of that technology, right? And become curious. And becoming curious will allow you to really break away from the nervousness and the scaredness that it's hard, because it's really not. It's really the basic things that you're using every day. It's just starting to ask questions around those things that you're using. So when I speak to them, I talk about my, you know, journey in technology and how the little simple things that you think are so complicated really aren't. And then they begin to think and say,
You kind of right? peel it apart.
You kind of peel it apart. It's like an onion and you peel the onion, right? You start to peel it and you really begin to see and understand that what's at the core is something that's at the core of you that you really can do if you just kind of put your mind to it. Right?
So what is it like to have, you know, to be celebrated at the Women of Color STEM Conference that's taking place downtown? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, you've received accolades, but, you know, celebrating women in the STEM area. What does that mean to you?
This is a huge honor. And in fact, when I was notified that I was going to receive the Career Achievement Award, I was like, Career Achievement? Wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
Well, you can get more. This
I'm
is just
one. Not done yet. No. No, I was actually very honored. And, you know, I reflected on it, what that meant. And, you know, I share it with some of my colleagues that too many of our young people, particularly in this community, don't get enough examples of role models. And if I could just touch one child with my story and inspire someone similar to the experience that I had, I think this award, it isn't about me. It becomes about what that award means for them. So I'm just excited that Detroit is the host city for the second year for the women of color in STEM.
So what does it mean to you?
Well, first, I was humbled by it, right? I said, me, right? It's like you just go about your day.
Because
you
kind of think you're off the grid. No pun
intended.
Exactly. But yeah.
But very similar to Joy, I realized it's really not about me. It's how can I inspire others that are either interested or are in the field of STEM to continue to pursue their aspiration, right? So I look at it more so from being a role model to our community that sometimes don't see someone like myself in a cybersecurity field that seems really scary, right? But knowing that, yeah, it's real, and you can get there.
You ladies are attractive. You're personable. You're not nerdy. You know, you're not all dressed like, okay, I don't want to be that. I mean, you carry it well. So that takes away some of the
factors.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, people think that when you're smart, that So we push away from it because they think that it detracts from what would otherwise be our natural beauty. Yeah. But certainly, it hasn't been compromised on either of you. So, ladies, feel free. It's STEM is safe.
And I don't have on a pocket protector.
And you don't have.
Right.
No, you don't. Thank goodness. 313-209-9000. We are talking with Joy Harris, Vice President of Gas Operations, and Tobias Ward, Director of Information Protection and Security for DTE Energy. They are being honored at the Women of Color STEM Conference taking place October 13th through the 15th at the Detroit Marriott. Good afternoon, Monica. Thank you so much for the call. Monica?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. Thank you so very much for helping us to, give publicity to our conference and our award winners. We really appreciate that.
Well, you got to tell us because not everybody knows which Monica this is. So you got to tell us who you are. I mean, I know who you are, but I want to make sure that our listeners know who you are, your affiliation with the conference.
Okay. Thank you so much. I am Monica Emerson. And I'm the National Chair for the Women of Color STEM Conference. This is our 21st year of hosting the conference, and it's the third year that it's actually been in the city of Detroit. And we're just delighted to have the conference here, and we really want to keep it here. And with the wonderful support that we've got from so many organizations like DTE, we're confident that we'll be able to do that. But the conference is intended to build and continue the development of a STEM pipeline for our young girls. I've been affiliated with the conference since its inception, and I can tell you it's one of the most phenomenal experiences in my lifetime. I look forward to it each year because of all of the wonderful women that I meet who have not only accomplished such great things, but who come to the conference to share their learning, their experiences, their stories with young girls coming behind who aspire to one day achieve this that they have. And so there is something in the conference for young women at every stage from
That's what I wanted to ask you. How is the conference incorporating exposure to young ladies, to women such as Joy and Tobias?
Right. We have students who will be coming from across the Detroit metropolitan area, students from the various school systems, like Detroit Public School System, also from organizations like DAPSEP, who are bringing students in, as well as colleges and universities across the state, and in fact, across the nation. we'll be bringing students in.
How can people find out? I mean, certainly it starts on the, it's from the 13th to the 15th. What's the day? I guess you still have time to get tickets. How can people find out more about it? There is time to register. Okay.
Right, and the complete schedule of events can be found on the website at www.womenofcolor.net.
Okay. All right.
And all of the programs and activities are laid out there.
All right. Well, Monica, I appreciate you giving us a call and that insight so we can remind everybody to come and check out the conference. We're going to continue our conversation with Tobias and Joy, and we've got a couple other callers we want to take before we wrap up. Good hearing from you, Monica. Hope all is well.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate your support.
Anytime. Thank you. Tracy, good afternoon. Thanks for the call.
Good afternoon. I had a question for your guests. I would like for them to provide two coping strategies when an African-American young lady is the only person in their math class or in a certain field or in a science class, because I find they start off so well early on with gap step, academic gains, that sort of thing. But then once they go to college, I don't know if it's a peer pressure thing, but they tend to shy away from the STEM areas. So okay. Can you provide some coping strategies for when you're the only one in that particular field or class?
All right, Tracy, thank you for the call. Tobias?
I can go. So coping skills. So that's interesting that you bring that up, because we often have quite a few co-ops that come to work for DTE during the summer and actually during the fall. And so one of the things that I encourage them to do is make sure that they have a support network when they go to college. And that is, so often students in college don't understand what's available to them in terms of tutoring, in terms of mentoring, in terms of partnerships, and the universities are doing a really good job of making those resources available, but the students aren't seeking them out. They aren't taking advantage of them. And so I would encourage young women who are entering into college to do their research, find out where are those resource networks, and then find a buddy. You got to get a buddy when you're majoring in engineering or sciences. You have to get a buddy, and that buddy becomes your study partner. You will be in the same classes, I guarantee you, from the time you enter college until the time you leave.
Well, my thing is just boss up. If you're going to be in there, just take the leadership role, and then everybody else doesn't matter. All right, we've got about a minute and a half, and Carrie is on the line. Carrie Buffington, I assume. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, Karen. Thank you so much for having us. I just wanted to congratulate the young ladies again on their accomplishments. So proud of them and so proud for them to be a part of the conference. And with that said, I just wanted to let the community know that we have Thursday is a night of empowerment, which is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Marriott. We're going to have a clip of some unseen footage for some Hidden Figures, the movie about Katherine Johnson and Nassau. And then we also have the exciting job fair on Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m. So come one, come all, because what these ladies, Joy and Tobias, are representing is just so awesome. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone.
Well, Carrie, and I appreciate you calling. We talked to Monica. You were on the show already, and we're going to invite everybody to check out womenofcolor.net for information on the conference. We got to wrap up this edition, Carrie. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So Joy Harris, Vice President of Gas Operations, Tobias Ward, Director of Information Protection and Security. I like all those long titles for DTE. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you. You're going to have to come back so we can have some more, conversation about this. But in the meantime, we wish you well and continued success. For anyone interested in visiting the conference or learning more about the Women of Color STEM organization, you can check out womenofcolor.net. That event is taking place this week in the city of Detroit. Congratulations, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
No problem. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Charles Jackson, Developing Kids. We all talk about it. What are they doing? We'll find out next.